The Tigers and the Tigers.
That's right.
Tiger 1, Tiger 2. Mm-hmm.
There you go. There you go. And Chase will be there, right?
Yes. I didn't realize until it was in Corpus Christi that's Mary Carroll High School. I guess named after someone local, or
right.
They know who she is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Sure. Had it for a long time. And then there's a team I've never heard of, but we have
Cy Ranch.
Yeah.
And I think they're pretty new. I think they're only about 3 or 4 years old, maybe 3 years old.
World of Cy High School.
Yeah, more size.
Cy R Us High School. Whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, so speaking of high school, Alex, what's Alex's last name?
Zietzman.
Okay. Alex has gone through 12 years, huh? At A&M Consolidated.
Or 13, I guess.
13, yeah. Not having missed school.
Wow. Wow.
Alex, if you're listening, no, you are, but if you are, please remember 20 years from now, you know, if you're a dad then, and your child, I mean, the pressure you're going to put on your child.
Yeah, I know.
That first time that when your kiddo doesn't feel well, you go, well, you know, you talk about, I used to walk to school uphill. Through the snow both ways.
Both ways,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, there was a student at my school who went 13 years without missing class. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
So,
if you want to be a real smart aleck about it, you know, look at your kid and say, hey, who's got two thumbs and had perfect attendance for 13 years?
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah. I'm that guy.
This guy.
Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, I.
That's right. And, you got the sniffles? Cowboy up, kid.
That's right. Suck it up, son.
And
rub
quite,
some dirt on it.
Yeah, and quite honestly, most of us never even got within sniffing distance of that. I mean, it's not like
no
perfect attendance.
No,
I don't think I did that. Yeah.
Although in my house, you know, because you know, when you're the son of a teacher,
true, mm-hmm.
you pretty much have to be, you know,
pretty legit,
bleeding or you know, hallucinating fever.
Well, again, it's that first day miss, you know, first day of school miss. That happens. Oh, my stomach suddenly doesn't feel good, you know, at 7:22.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so, but for Alex, I mean, there's kind of, well, correct me if I'm wrong, but these days don't schools ask you not to come if you have fever?
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, Alex obviously is perseverance, but a little bit of luck involved there too, that obviously he didn't have fever any school days during all that time. So.
As with any champion, you have to be good,
that's
lucky,
right.
and destined.
There you go. Very good.
Destined.
I like that.
Wow.
Destined.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly it. So
yeah.
He was destined to go 13 years without missing school.
Pretty little town in Florida. Yeah,
yeah it is. Yeah. Okay, so the Gatorade folks aren't going to like this very much. Not one bit, as a matter of fact. It turns out that everything that you need during a hardcore workout can be found in a banana. A banana.
Banana?
I mean, you can eat a banana instead of working out? Is that
no,
what you're saying?
Instead of drinking Gatorade.
Oh. Oh, they can throw bananas at the coach after the game.
I could dump a cooler full of bananas
on
him.
Yeah. That'd be a lot more fun. Just throw bananas at him.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Researchers
yeah.
tested bananas versus Gatorade during a tough period of cycling and discovered that bananas delivered the same performance as sports drinks. And offered a healthier blend of sugars, obviously. Of course, it's hard to, as they say, dump a bucket of bananas on your coach's head, but nonetheless.
That'd be a little slippery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
It wouldn't be like cold
or giggling about.
Well, I was just remembering, I watched that documentary about Alabama and Auburn, mm-hmm. and they showed when the Alabama team dumped the Gatorade on Coach Saban. He was not happy.
No.
He in no way found
Mm-mm.
that to be
no.
interesting at all. Hello?
And they are, the best thing about them is they come up easy.
Yeah, they do. They're just, well, they're wonderful, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Okay, so remember we had that story last week about the new app that Mitt Romney campaign had put together, and they misspelled,
oh, yeah.
you know.
Misspelled America.
Became
Mercia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mercia. Yeah. Well, guess what? The American dream is alive and well for John Shen of Shanghai, China, who loves America so much that one day back in July of 2009, he bought the slightly misspelled web domain name, Mercia.com.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So who knew? This is, again, back in July of 2009. He knew it was misspelled. It didn't really matter to him. He said, for us, Mercia is so near to America that it makes us feel close to the USA and also reminds us that we must work hard to get near that in our sole land. Yeah, China's just like us, but nonetheless. So let's fast forward to 2012. Within 24 hours of the misspelled app, John received 4 emails from people interested in buying Mercia.com. A year prior, he had posted a message indicating that the site was available for purchase. At that time, it was estimated to be worth $9,000. So maybe worth more. So good for him. And again, over in China, wonder if he'll get to keep the money. But nonetheless, there you go. All right. State police have say a trooper has clocked Anthony Anderson of Poughkeepsie driving at 193 miles an hour Wednesday night on the interstate near Albany. He was riding a motorcycle.
Whoa.
Riding a motorcycle.
At 100 and what?
93.
Boy, that'll squash some bugs on your helmet right there.
If that's working, if the radar's working,
yeah,
that's pretty scary. That's pretty scary. All right. Okay, men have an average of how many followers you got on Twitter, guys?
Oh, I got about 70.
Yeah. Hang on, I'll tell you.
Something like that.
All right, Chase.
I don't know.
Chase is an active tweeter, so
Active is relative. It depends. You know, sometimes it just smacks of effort to have to do it.
Boy, I hear that. Yeah. According to these numbers, men on average have 643 followers. 643.
Oh, good. I'm above average. I have 731.
There you go. Women have 1,717.
Yeah.
How's Jamie doing on that?
I don't know.
Might want to mention that to her. Men follow an average of 287 users. Women, 381. How many do you follow, Jay?
Following 314.
Oh. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
I believe Jay's above average in this Twitter deal. Yeah, just saying. Men have tweeted an average of 700 times, women about 1,500 times.
I'm above average there, too. I've tweeted more than 1,500 times.
Men who have been tweeted an average of 502 days, women 496.
Okay. I follow 193, and 175 follow me. I'm way below average.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
There are more than 10 times as many men that have verified Twitter accounts as women. So, Chase, I have a small assignment for you if you think you could do this for
okay.
me. Can you find an audio example of a subwoofer? An audio example of a subwoofer player.
As opposed to a tweeter?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Very nice, yeah.
Thank you.
I really wasn't going there.
Oh, but, I see. That's
very nice, though. Good. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. You got your woofer and your tweeter.
That's it. Well, the reason is because ambulances in Denver are using a new tactic to clear the road as they rush to an emergency. And that is subwoofers.
Oh, like.
They're equipped with 100 and 200 watt speakers pointed at the ground.
And so it makes your car vibrate.
Exactly, right.
Guy pulls up next to me all the time.
We have those here.
Yeah.
We have one here.
We have those. There are law enforcement here that have those. They're called rumblers.
Okay. The low frequency is strong enough to vibrate the concrete, an unmissable signal for drivers to move out of the way when the lights and the sirens come along. The Colorado City tested the subwoofers with a dozen ambulances for more than a year, and before making them standard issue, Denver paramedics field an average of 230 calls a day. Well, cool, they do that. Now, which reminds me, have you seen the new Cadillac commercial?
You catch the tail end of the anchor introducing it. This is from California, just to give you an idea of what it sounds like.
I actually feel it. This is the new.
There you go.
That's not like a vacuum cleaner to me, but anyway.
Yeah, that needs the bag changed. Yeah.
Did you? I don't know what I was watching, but they had a commercial for the Cadillac that has a new warning system.
Mm-hmm.
Have you not heard about this?
Mm-mm.
It vibrates your seat. It shows somebody trying to back out and his car goes whizzing by.
I did see that yesterday. Yeah.
BMW doesn't have that. So there you go.
So what, because you're about to fall asleep or what?
If this showed them backing out of a parking place, a diagonal parking place, and they wouldn't be able to see because there's a car next to them.
So your seat starts shaking?
Yes, your seat
if you're about to hit something. Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, again, the driver's going very slowly when this happens, but I mean, what if you're going 60 miles an hour? I mean,
it's
not going to make any difference. You're not going to be able to respond fast enough. But we've got it and they don't.
Grass Valley, Kyle Smith.